The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true message from the greatest book in the world, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the Word of God right out of your Holy Bible. And I call your attention to the fact that this is not a typical gospel talk show. This broadcast presents a no-nonsense message daily to turn God's people to the whole truth of our Holy Bible. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse and our message for a guidepost and beacon for the backslidden and world-conforming church of our Lord, and that is to turn them to true repentance and back to divine favor. And I pray that God will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message right out of your Holy Bible, sent in Holy Ghost anointing. Ladies and gentlemen, we begin today, or continue rather, a message entitled Thunder Before Dawn. Thunder before dawn. In other words, a great storm precedes the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that God will help you to understand today as we teach you these prophecies from the Word of God. We must know from the Holy Scriptures that God has never in any age spared his true saints, whether they were of the church or a holy remnant, from persecution and suffering. Purging fires of trial and physical affliction have purged God's church in every generation. We're the only second generation of this century, and we've not been purged of world conformity and lukewarmness yet. God has predicted, however, a red-hot purging of the end-time church of Jesus Christ thusly. Many shall be purified and made white and tried in this end time. Daniel 12 and verse 10. And before dawn, there's coming a spiritual darkness, and we're already entering into that spiritual darkness and the beginning of the gathering storm of God's four sword judgments. And those four judgments are not just to punish the inhabitants of the earth. That's the wrath of God. But the judgments of God are to purge the church. They're chasing the church. And to rid the church, cleanse it, purify it of its world conformity and paganism and idolatry and rebellion. And God is going to do it. He already has it designed, and it's in the prophetic scriptures if you understand them. This great scripture here of God's watchman many centuries ago, Prophet Isaiah, in his book in the Old Testament, chapter 21, verses 11 and 12. And God called him out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. See, before dawn, there's thunder coming upon this generation. The thundering judgments of God can be heard even now in the near distance, and they're ushering in the mighty gathering storm, a seven-year period of God's judgments and wrath poured out upon a lukewarm church and rebellious society that's bent on backsliding and rebelling against God. Before the dawning of that glad and glorious day of Christ's return, there will be a spiritual night filled with a deafening thunder and fury of this swiftly descending gathering storm, but the question remains, where will God's saints be? Well, hearken to this prophetic revelation, ladies and gentlemen. from Isaiah the 60th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. You know, Jesus said, we're the lights of the world. Why should Christians be afraid of persecution and many times even martyrdom and hardships that the Bible, through Jesus Christ, his holy apostles and the prophets of the Old Testament have predicted very accurately concerning this end time and the troubles that we will encounter, that many of them are unprecedented in human history? Why should we be afraid when the Bible, Jesus said in Matthew the 5th chapter and verse 14, he said, you're the light of the world. And he also went on to say, you're the salt of the earth. Well, listen, light is more effective when there's a lot of darkness, when the darkness is gross. And that's what the prophet said. The darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So if we're the lights of the world, then when the darkness, as it gets darker and darker, we'll have to turn up the light and make it brighter. And men will be drawn to that light because Jesus said, while I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And friends, we're going to lift up Jesus in the midst of this darkness, and many are going to be saved and turned away from their backsliding and rebellion during this 3.5 years, the first part of this gathering storm. Well, there is a 7-year week of prophecy yet to be fulfilled upon the generation of this end time. We're nearing the junction of the beginning of that momentous prophetic fulfillment, that period of climactic divine activity of restoration and reconciliation of all things back to harmony with God is divided in, that is, in your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen, it's divided into 2 time periods of 3.5 years. In fact, you never hear prophetic prophecy, the prophets or Jesus, any of them, talking about 7 years. They always talk about time, times, and half a times, or 1,260 days, or for 42 months and so forth. That's 3.5 years, ladies and gentlemen. And the first 3.5 years of this commonly designated tribulation period is a time of God's judgments being manifested. That is seen very clearly with a naked eye. The second 3.5 years is a time of God's wrath that will be openly manifested upon those who have received the mark of the beast and those who have worshiped his image. And this is absolutely brought to your attention vividly in the 13th chapter of Revelation and also chapter 15 and 16. Now, the 7-year week of the time of the end is revealed in Daniel the 9th chapter, verses 24 through 27, especially verse 27. And no other scripture in your Holy Bible even refers to that time of trouble for a period of 7 years. So we have to take it the way that the holy prophets in Christ and the apostles have made the prognostications to us in what our Holy Bible truly reveals and unveils to us. Now, the first question arises in our mind, does the Bible in prophetic scriptures tell when Jesus will come for the church? Well, the answer is yes, not the day nor the hour. Jesus said in Mark 13:32, but of that day and that hour of my coming knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father only. So we don't know the day nor the hour, but we do know the times and the seasons. And it will be after 3.5 years of this coming tribulation period of 7, at the end of those judgments and persecutions of God's saints, and also after 3.5 years of the greatest revival of restoration in the history of mankind. And it will be unveiled. Well, the great apostle Peter declared prophetically in Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 20 and 21, and God shall send Jesus Christ again, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. See, there's a time of restitution or restoration that must be accomplished in this end time before Jesus Christ will return. And again, Jesus said in Matthew 17 and 10 that before he comes again, Elias will come and restore all things. Come and restore all things, yes. The last two great verses of the Old Testament found in Malachi, the 4th chapter, verses 5 and 6, declared, prophetically. And he shall send Elijah. Elijah will come again. Yes, sir. Elijah will come again, and he'll turn the hearts to their fathers, to their children, and the children's hearts to their parents or fathers, or else he'll come and smite the earth with a curse. And he says Elijah must come first before Jesus returns. Now, that indicates, it's very indicative in all these other prophecies, there is a storm, there is thunder before the dawning of that great and wonderful day of his return. Now, here's some of the proof. In Revelation, the 7th chapter, verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And that angel said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, these are backslidden saints of God, and God's elect that was saved are brought back to the Lord in this end time revival of restoration for 3.5 years, in which Elijah will come back and be the leader of. And that is found in Revelation, the 11th chapter, beginning in verse 3. And that are the two witnesses of Jesus Christ that will have unprecedented power to call down plagues on this earth, to turn water to blood, and fire will proceed out of their mouth to devour their enemies or adversaries that try to kill them. And for 3.5 years, they will prophesy to a world that is steeped in idolatry and rebellion. Until their prophecy is finished, God will preserve them, and that's the only way he can. Now another question arises, will we be here when the Antichrist and see the Antichrist? Yes, here in Revelation 13, I want to call your attention to this. The Antichrist will persecute God's saints. And the Bible says, and power was given unto him, Antichrist, to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And it was given unto him, the Antichrist, to make war against the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, including the U.S. No logic will transform these persecuted saints into Jews, Israel, or any other except the church. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, prophesied in Daniel 7:21, I beheld in the same horn, that was the Antichrist, made war with the saints and prevailed against them. And he'll wear out the saints of the Most High and change times and laws, and those saints shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. 3.5 years, ladies and gentlemen, the church is going into the great tribulation for purging and cleansing and for God to lead them back to divine favor through old-fashioned repentance from their idolatry. Shall we pray? Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to hear the prayer of thy servant and hear the heart cry of that church member, that backslider, that sinner. God, deliver them from the bondage of those evil habits and that rebellion and unclean and impure ways and thoughts that have separated them from their God. And may they return to the Lord. And we know that you'll open your arms with mercy and compassion, for we ask it in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, all these messages are in print. We have them on video cassette. We have them on audio cassette. 2 video cassettes of 2 hours we'll mail to you for an offering of $25. And the magazine, of course, or a newsletter, these messages, we'll mail them to you by request. Audio cassettes of 2 hours for a $5 offering each. And we pray that God will deal with your hearts, that you'll write us this week, and we'll share with you these prophetic messages that's able to save you and your family from total destruction in this coming gathering storm. May God grip your hearts now in this message with its power and persuasion until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.